Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, moving on. Catherine here needs some help. She's wondering if she's being the a-hole here because her husband got her something for Christmas, but she wants to return it for something else. Does that make her an a-hole? Hey, Catherine, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My husband has never been much of a gift giver. You know, at Christmas, he normally shops last minute, buys random things, and it's almost like he just buys things out of obligation and without putting much thought into it. Well, this year I was shocked when I opened a small box and there were a pair of diamond stud earrings inside. The only other piece of jewelry that I have that he bought me was an engagement ring. Okay. He seemed really excited to give the earrings to me and really proud of them. You know, I was really happy that he cared and put that thought into the purchasing, you know, something really nice for me. However, here's the thing. I don't really wear much jewelry. I hardly ever wear earrings, and my personality and lifestyle just don't really call for diamond earrings. I know he must have spent a good amount of money on the earrings, but it makes sense to me to use the money for other things that I may really want or need. Otherwise, they will just sit in the jewelry box and get very little use. So does it make me a total a-hole to ask my husband if we can either return the earrings or sell them and use the money for something, I don't know, for something I use, like a Dyson would be nice.
I mean, that's your love language.
Oh, boy.
His feelings are going to get hurt. Like, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Can we try this, Catherine? Can you just wear the diamond earrings for a full week straight and see how you feel after that?
If it's gonna put a smile on his face,
for
yeah,
sure.
Do that.
Mo, how would you feel about that?
To be honest, the ask wouldn't hurt me. If you just did it behind my back, that would hurt me. But the ask of it would actually make me feel bad because I would feel like if that's not who my wife is, then I should have known that. If you're not a jewelry person, I went out my way to get you jewelry, and that's not your love language, and you wanted to return it for something else, I would actually feel like I did the bad thing, and I wouldn't feel bad about it at all.
I'm so clueless, and I think half of men wouldn't even know if you weren't wearing the earrings and you ended up getting something else.
Really?
I think so.
Really? If I bought, I would know if I bought them. I'd be looking for you to wear them.
Is that right?
Yes.
I have a girlfriend who got a really beautiful diamond necklace, and her lifestyle, she doesn't know when to wear it, et cetera, and she hasn't worn it, and her fiance has brought it up multiple times.
Is that right? Really?
Yes, yeah. Well, diamonds are expensive.
Yeah.
So I think there's a kind way you can go about this, and I've said this a couple of times on the show before, but when it comes to conversations like this, you can't expect it just to be an easy conversation. But I think if you don't have the conversation now, he's going to be getting you diamond earrings for the rest of your life.
That's a good
point.
Think
about how many Dysons you could have bought with all those diamonds. So I think you just go to him and say, listen, this means so much to me. I know how much thought and care and money went into this gift, but I really think we should put this into something practical, and I hope you're okay with me selling these to buy X, Y, and Z.
I'm with Abby. I think you got to sit him down this weekend.
Agreed. Nip it in the butt. Got it. Okay.
I would love to talk to you when we come back and like on Tuesday and tell us how it went, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we got a couple of seconds left here, and our intern, Annalie, thinks she's got a way. If you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, she has a theory that she's got a way that you can get out of it.
Yes. So I've been arguing with my dad for months now because I'm fully convinced that if I get pulled over and I use some fart spray in the car and I tell the police officer, look, man, I realize I'm going a little bit over, but I'm about to crap my pants. I think 100% that he'll let me go. And so I've been arguing with my dad for a while, and eventually either he had enough of it or he just wanted to call my bluff. And he ended up calling his childhood best friend, who happens to be a police officer. And so then I'm put in this situation where I'm talking on the phone with the police officer to this 50-year-old man that I've never met in my life, telling him, I think I could get out of the speeding ticket by saying I'm about to crap my pants, right? And so he kind of tells me that I'd have to, like, really commit to the bit. And I'm telling him about the fart spray, and he's like, you know what? I think that would probably work.
Really?
Yeah, and I asked him if he's ever had a situation similar, and he said that he did, in fact, let somebody go who had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I will not drive unless I have fart spray in my car.
Okay, so.
So literally in the console of your car.
Oh, yeah. Like the pullout thing. Yeah.
It's brilliant in theory. However, my former fiance's daughter thought as a prank one time she would do this to me and sprayed that fart spray in my closet. It's so bad.
It's bad.
It is like nauseatingly bad. And the thing is, that means if you have to use it, you have to drive around with that smell in your car for days, and it doesn't go away. Days and days and days. So is it worth getting out of the speeding ticket?
I think for a college student, it's an investment.
Yes,
I think
it is. Right.
In this economy, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might absolutely be right. All right, it's worth trying.
The Burt Show.